People Helping People, a program bridging the community with local organizations and nonprofits making a difference in the Bay Area. If you or someone you know would like to get your messages on People Helping People, please email us at contact@poly923fm.com or desipeoplehelpingpeople@gmail.com. Here are your hosts, Larry Walling and Greg Pirillo.
Hello and welcome to People Helping People on Bali 92.3 FM. My name is Greg, my co-host Larry.
Good morning.
You look well today. You do, man. I don't know what it is.
I had a terrible day yesterday with allergies.
Really?
Ugh.
My allergies have been awful too.
I didn't even sleep last night.
It's been 2 weeks for me of adjusting to allergy season. Yeah.
You're looking good too. You're wearing black.
You're saying that because I'm dressed like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wearing.
Steve Jobs used to do that.
People are going to notice it. We're going to walk out of here and they're going to be like, oh my God, you guys wore a uniform.
Mukta did.
As co-host. She said something?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
No, it wasn't Mukta. It was.
Capriet.
No. Yeah. No, it wasn't Capri, it was Crystal.
They recognized our similarities?
Mine, not yours.
Okay. Because I was going to say, they're probably like, you're trying to look like Greg today.
No.
All right, anyway, so very excited for today's show.
Yes,
absolutely. I'm always excited for our show because we get to meet and speak with people that are doing amazing things in the community and things that are really there to help other people. That's really what was the whole premise of the show.
About.
The name was quite simply People Helping People because that was the point of trying to bring people together that are actually trying to do these things. So not long ago, I had an opportunity to talk to someone about a great theater group called Swaram, and it's a nonprofit theater group for a social cause. Met Hari Priya, lovely. And I was like, we need to do something about this on the air. So I would thank you for finally making it to the studio.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
And being with us.
Thanks for the opportunity. It's great to be here.
Yeah, and why don't you give, if you can, a little set. You're the one who came and told us about it. So set it up for us, if you will, and tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So we're going to talk about Swaram. It's a theater group that's actually working for a cause. Mm-hmm. We work with other nonprofit organization, particularly in the area of education. So Swaram, as I said, is a theater group. I am an audience that turned to be a volunteer. Basically, I went to one of those shows and I was like totally wowed.
Mm-hmm.
Their production was out of the world. It was pretty much watching a Bollywood movie on the stage.
Right.
So I was like, I am very interested in theater and I was like, oh, I want to be a part of this. So I started volunteering for them since their fifth production. Now we are working on our seventh production, which is going to be on Jan 18th and 19th. We're going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So here in the studio, we have other members of Swaram, one of the founding members, Sudarshan, and creative director, Arvind.
Creative director. We have all sides covered here.
Oh, yes. We have a volunteer and we have somebody that organizes and somebody that actually creates the stuff on stage.
Does anybody dance?
Yeah, not among us, but we do have dancers.
You were quick to answer no. You didn't even give that a second to marinate.
No, people tried my dancing and they got feedback.
You set it up. Yeah, you're like, you know what, just keep setting it up for us. Okay, I'm sorry.
So let me correct myself. So we have a creative director, Anand. He's the skeleton of the show. He writes the script really funny. It's a very... I mean, you have to really watch it to understand what I'm saying.
Now I really do. But okay, continue. I'm sorry. All right. No, I thought there was more. I thought I interrupted you. So all three angles covered in this, which is I think is awesome because we'll get a good feel of the 360 of what goes into it. Tell me about this mission, because I think this is the most important part of it. You're doing something amazing, entertaining, fun, but there's a bigger cause to it.
Yes. So it goes back to 2009. So we were a bunch of Bay Area engineers and doctors that got together, found some skills that we could showcase this and see what happens. So we took that to a stage, and then with showcasing, we said, okay, just showcasing is just not enough, right? If people come in, we take the funds that we raise from that. We don't expend all of that. So we take the funds that we raise from that showcase and donated it to a cause. So that is how we found it, that there is this opportunity that we could tap into. There is talent here that want to go on stage and then take the talent and convert that to a cause, that is fund, to generate funds out of it. And like there are companies that pay for the hours spent, mm-hmm. and then there are sponsors that are willing to sponsor on stage to reach out to the people. So take that funds that we generate and provide it to a social cause. So we went and discovered organizations that actually do these
right.
do these philanthropic FAO non-governmental activities out in basically right now we're doing mostly in India. Is then we focus that on education.
Okay.
Being one of the most important items needed for a growth for any country. So and then there were, so we partnered with multiple organizations. Right now we picked an organization called India Literacy Project,
mm-hmm.
and we generate funds to give you a scale. We started at 20 people, entertaining about 180 audience.
Mm-hmm.
Then we scaled it up, and now like 7 years, 8 years later, we are about 150 people that are entertaining 2,000 people.
It's amazing.
And the funds that we have generated is about $100,000.
Did you think you were going to make this kind of impact when you started it?
No.
You thought it was
going to
be fun, right?
Yeah, it was going to be a one-time thing when we started, but then when we realized we have that much potential.
You were like, oh boy, we did something here. Yeah, that's like the best thing in the world, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
When something happens organically because you're doing it for the right reasons, but also because you enjoy it. Because like you said, engineers, doctors, you guys are doing things and it's life, right? You probably thought you were going to be a Bollywood star or a stage star. We all did. I know I did. And here I am.
Yeah.
But you figure it out. And you know what? Doesn't mean you shouldn't still enjoy it. Some people are very good at it and they just couldn't make a living at it for whatever reason.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Right? Definitely.
And it's the fun that what matters, right?
Right.
So, everybody who's involved in doing this production, I mean, the main reason why they're here is, apart from the cost, it's the fun that they have, mm-hmm. as a group. Every week on week when we get together and then we create something which is like, you know, which is phenomenal, and one person builds another person's idea, and end of the day we eat together, we laugh, we just go back.
How often do you practice and such? I imagine it takes a lot.
Our production runs almost 6 to 8 months
okay.
of a year. So the year that we choose to put it on stage, the process starts because it's 100% created.
It's like an
original
athlete. You got to really commit to
this.
Yeah.
So we bring in a lot of people. So there are some people that work early on. But typically about a total about 1,000 hours. About
wow.
right.
That's a lot
on an average.
Yeah, I mean, but as he said, it's not like everybody comes in early. There are certain people who work early enough so that, you know, probably you go there, create the script, create your
mm-hmm.
production sets and properties and stuff like that. And there are other set of people who come in the middle. There are certain set of people who come at the end to kind of make this happen.
So and there is somebody that is actually connecting these things, these dots together.
And,
right?
That is who's here.
There is some of us that is. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We connect all this. So there is this script team that comes in. They are good at writing the script, right? Writing it, making sure that people will laugh for it, and making sure being the audience and getting it reviewed, and we have a process built around.
Mm-hmm.
So over time, this is what happens when you put a bunch of engineers together, right? We build a process around it.
But it's all, seriously, you've made it science in a way.
Yes, we put a science around it.
But that's what's brilliant about it, right? Because you're taking something that we all love. We all love watching things, entertainment, whether going to a Broadway show or going to see a movie. It's something that it takes your mind away from your stress, right? So being involved in it, I'm going to ask from the aspect of somebody who's actually volunteering to be in it. Can anybody do it? Like, could I just show up one day and be like, I want to be in this production?
Exactly. I wanted to. So they did mention it's a 6 to 8 month process, right?
Yeah. So you got to commit.
It is a long commitment. But the special thing about Swaram is you really don't feel the stress of the commitment. Because it's a very warm ambience that people are, there is a support structure. Suppose
right.
I have kids and I have some rehearsal, right? There are people that are willing to watch my kids.
So cool.
It's like
community.
It is, yeah.
We sort of feel like a family, you know, working together for so long. Especially when the show is very close, we do have very frequent rehearsals and practices. And it's absolutely like attending a family wedding or something.
It almost seems like I want to be in, do you agree? Like you want to be involved. Just
I would love to be involved. I just can't dance.
No, you don't have to. You really don't have to dance to be part of this. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I'd love to dance, but I just...
I mean, like even I love to dance, okay? But it's just that you don't want to see me dancing, right?
Probably it's like that.
Okay, so...
We can make Larry a stagehand. Okay, you could actually open the curtains.
I'd be comfortable.
Exactly. Like, you know, I can't even dance in my bathroom.
Or sing in the bathroom. You can do that too.
Forget singing.
It's dangerous in the bathroom to dance anyway. There's not enough room in there.
So don't get me started on acting. I like, for the sake of it, I did start my role kept, like, because we developed this process over time, and or the script actually changes over time, and I did see that I had like a 5-pager script, then it went to a page, then it went to a line, now and then I had
so you just out of it now.
That's just slowly working out of this. Yeah. Before you know it, you're back behind the scenes completely. Yeah.
Hey, on a serious note, if you want to join, we have the script writer in house, so I'm sure
he'll
match the script to accommodate you guys. Even like everything is dynamic, so we're always willing to match the interest and the talent, and you know, give a chance to anybody
And again, you don't really have to know the language to even watch the show.
Right.
We have true.
See, that's the best part about it. Right? It's universal in that way, right?
Yeah. And more than anything, we also have super titles, right? So you can, I mean, super titles are as funny as the show, and it's we have people. I mean, at least 7 to 10% of our audience who come and watch it, I mean, don't know the language. That I mean, you know, they come there. There are super titles for them to watch, and then there's like no language for music and dance anyway.
Right, exactly.
So just to elaborate on it, right? Super titles are the English translations of what's going on, right? Okay. So, but because it's a stage production, we cannot put like a subtitles or a closed caption on the bottom. We put it on the top. We had a projector arranged, and I think we invented that, I would say.
I think you have. Yeah. Like Broadway doesn't do that typically.
Yes.
You guys have transcended it all, Broadway.
So when we started there...
it's not an exact you know, translation of what's going on stage. I mean, this is a little different version of what's happening there.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes it might not mean the exact same thing, but there are many a times where audience would all of a sudden laugh, and we as actors standing there would be like, this was not a line for them to laugh. And
they didn't get it.
They were not laughing at what we were doing there. They were laughing looking at the super title. That's in a different
place. That's amazing. So, see, I love this in a sense to stop for a moment. Mm-hmm. Because every one of them is sort of, you could see who they are and behind in this production, right? Because like I could see completely your passion for the actual production itself and like how you're getting animated about it in the script writing process, in the actual present, and exactly how you look at yourself in the process as like, I can't act and they wrote me out of the script, and yourself as somebody who's in the production itself.
That's a harsh way to put it.
Anybody could be in this. It really is. It's like you guys have given us a condensed version of what this really is about, which is not easy to do over radio, and you have. It's really incredible.
It just happened naturally.
Yeah. You could see how much you guys love it. It's beaming off of you.
Thanks.
And the greatest thing is you're not doing it for any this isn't about you guys making anything. So you're doing this, your time, your energy, your stress probably, I'm sure, is all really for the cause, which is crazy and amazing at the same time, because I can't say Bollywood or Broadway feels that way, right? They're always profit. But when you talk about the mission itself, how do you pick your charities? How do you pick who's going to benefit from it?
So I'll take this. So we start our mission. We focus our mission to educate, right?
Okay,
so
all about education.
All about education. And how we pick is we do talk to multiple organizations that are doing it, and we want complete transparency. And most of the organizations that we work with are amazing. They do give us transparency. So we had instances where our volunteers had actually traveled with the organization's volunteers, gone to the place, gone to the grassroots level, and talked to the individuals that receive the funds and how they benefit from it. So we have the entire story. So over time, we have aligned with India Literacy Project, right? We have partnered with them for the last 4 shows or the 4 years. For our productions, we were partnering with them. And they do a phenomenal job. They do grassroots. They bring up organizations. They work, partner with governmental organizations, pilot their program, build schools. So one story is where they worked with the brick kiln workers, mm-hmm. right? They are like a migrant population back in South India.
Mm-hmm.
They are migrant because they are moving from place to place. They don't have a proper school. And what our partner organization did was go there, try to work with the governmental organization, build up a non-profit venture to get schools, get the kids out of the brick kiln, go to school. So, and while their parents are working, there's somebody that's taking care of the kids and right. somebody that's going to stuff. And they have the students that went through that program have grown so much so that they came back volunteering for the organization. They've been through that program fully and they benefited from it. And they go work in their IT fields and be engineers out there, but then they come back.
Almost feeds itself,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it feeds itself, yes.
Yeah.
So those are the organizations we look for. And we particularly have our own volunteers that actually manage the relationships and make sure that year over year funds are used and how and take the information provided to our organization, right? Mm-hmm. Bring it to the level, and we have all the process that brings in and shows that this is how much we raised and this is how much was provided. And
in other words, like some have it has to go to the the production,
and many of us, right? For us, a lot of people will always have this intention to do the right things, right?
Yeah.
And we many a times wouldn't know how to do it right.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right.
That's such a good point.
Yeah. So and at the same point in time, you know, if what more if we can have fun and then also do the right thing at the same point in time, right? So this is a place to come have fun, put your creative juices out, and then do things together, and then bring up something for people to watch, which is again fun. And end of it, the outcome of this one is actually going to a great cause. Okay, and then you see that, you know, as Sudhar was mentioning, right? I mean, it kind of, you have the transparency in they coming and telling us what's happening to the funds that we're raising,
yeah.
Which are the schools that have built, how many kids that have gone and benefited out of it, and what are their stories, and how those kids come back into the system and start supporting
right.
the system by themselves. It's a whole circle coming to a complete.
It's interesting, Larry. I was just thinking of this, and it's sort of like a common thread there, because when we do our show, mm-hmm. we always say, like, we always have fun. We joke around with each other a lot and make it as fun as possible, because a lot of the stuff we talk about is heavy, right?
Yeah.
We have guests in here who are talking about serious things, domestic abuse and special needs.
And then
and
we
so
had,
on.
Of course, we had the shootings recently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mental
so
health
and
mental health.
Yeah,
so
of it's, stuff.
We always say, like, if we don't keep it light, you know, this is very heavy to talk about, but mm-hmm. like, we're really, let's have fun and try and show that we can work on a positive note
mm-hmm.
and think positively about some things that sometimes aren't very positive in the world, right? I mean, essentially.
Yeah, true.
The common thread, they're doing the same thing as we're doing.
Right, right.
We don't make money. We're nonprofit, you and I.
Yes.
But no, I'm most impressed with in this is that you guys are you're putting together a proper thing. It's like people are going to pay money to go see something. You want it to be good.
Yes.
You want it to be not just thrown
Absolutely.
Together.
Absolutely. We would not want them to come and watch us because we are doing a nonprofit.
Yeah, it shouldn't
okay.
be the reason.
They are there to watch a quality show.
Do a bake sale
Absolutely.
If you're going to do
exactly.
that, right?
Exactly.
Go make some cupcakes.
And we wouldn't want to call ourselves amateurs anymore. I mean, we've been doing this for years together right
are
now.
You guys
long
we,
enough?
We, yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly. We would at least want to think that we are up there with the best, right? When
I bet you are.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
When we do the show. But at the same point in time, okay, I mean, you know, the cost is a different thing. So the show when we put up a show, we put our best foot forward and we want people to come and watch it because they think the show is good. I mean, then the cost is the next. So
yeah, one thing, like you said, how much effort we put in is a good example is the sets that we create,
mm-hmm.
right? Typical production, stage productions would go two sets probably.
Right.
We have not been anything below four. When we say four, we are like full size 20
yeah,
foot,
I would imagine that's
20
a lot
foot
of work
high,
too.
40 foot wide sets at least 30 moving parts.
And somebody's got to move that right
and,
between.
Yeah.
And when you talk about music, right? The music is original. It's not like music.
You do originals?
Original music.
Really?
Yes.
So you're writing music for these parts?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And the and these aren't like already written. These are scripts you're writing?
Yes. So scripts that we write, it's original music.
I didn't even know. This is changing everything.
Yeah. When we say 100% original, we are 100%.
You guys are crazy. Original, so. This is a lot of work.
Yes.
No wonder why it's 8 months. I was like, well, they could probably work on it for 4 if it's like a production they know already.
And the live, and the live BGMs too. I mean, BGMs
wow.
Okay, and then dance is again original. Okay, music is original.
The music part's blowing me away because I know what it goes. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's
yeah.
doing the music?
So we have, again, volunteers that joined and grew with us, and we have
crazy.
And rotates. Yeah. They have gone on to make music for actual Bollywood movies, but then they still come back and still work with us because they love doing this, right? We give them that total creativity that
yeah,
you cannot experience elsewhere, right?
And also so, they're doing a good thing.
Good thing,
right?
Yes.
Best part of it is everybody, you're showing that in every aspect of this production, there are people that want to do something, and because it's, like you said earlier, you want to do something, you don't know what to do. I always say that. I'm like, I want to do something good, but like what? Like, what can I do
can make an impact? You talk. You're good.
Yeah, that's
talk.
All I could do. So I might as well just talk. And that's the reason we do the show.
And that's the best part.
Yeah.
Right? You do what you love. Right, and there is somebody or there is another person that is looking at what is beneficial out of this. Right,
yeah.
Well, how can I fit? How can my script director fit this this dance piece or this set piece that they created new? Right, because they're engineers, they created new things. So how do I fit that into my scene, into my production?
Full blown product. It's a production in every sense. Did you
gonna
say something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there a limit as to how many people can get involved in these?
No
limit.
No.
We'll how definitely find a place for you.
Really?
Exactly. Yes. Whatever you
now
want.
That is pretty.
Yeah, exactly. Wheels are turning, Larry. Yeah. You don't have to dance or sing.
I was just saying, behind the scenes, I could do me.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
We would absolutely take
you
in.
Absolutely.
You're like a young James Dean.
Yeah.
You know? No, but seriously, there's this. The greatest part is I'm hearing you guys talk about it. I think of people listening right now. And they're driving around and it's like Sunday and they're thinking to themselves, I work a good job, I have a good family, I wanted to be an actor, I wanted to be a dancer, I wanted to be a singer. But they're happy in their lives, but they didn't get that thing that they want. You know what I mean? And they're probably thinking, wow, I could do this and almost be a professional. You are professional, we could see that. I could tell 100%. But you're not just doing this as like, oh, this is going to be fun. I'll work on this for a few weeks, then we'll go out and have a few laughs. This seems like you could be a part of something that really feels like a full-blown production that you would watch on TV or on a theater.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm sure a lot of people will be wondering as to how do they do it? How do they make these movies?
Yeah.
How do they make these productions, right? When they get in, they'll kind of understand that, oh, this has been, they, otherwise they would not have a clue on how it is being done. I mean,
good point.
Exactly. So it's every small bit is combined together for them to whatever they're seeing finally on stage. So it's a great learning experience for people as well. We learned on the go.
Okay.
So anybody who comes in will also learn on the go. So it's fun. I mean, end of it, it's all about fun. That's what I'm saying.
It has to be. Yeah.
So just to add to the discussion that we had so far, right? We have something called focus shows.
Okay.
That all the volunteers get to see whatever has been done up to that stage.
Mm-hmm.
So each one of the volunteers have say on the content. You know, we take vote and we kind of, the content is sort of dynamic until it's finalized.
Right.
And also all other aspects, the people who lead other aspects of the production, like, you know, the sets or fundraising, they come and share their updates. So any volunteer, they get to see how things are done on a they get a 5,000 foot view as well as they can learn a lot of things. So it's a great learning.
The sets are crazy, by the way.
Thank you.
I've seen the pictures online and then I'm just looking through. I wanted to pull it up too because I don't know if you saw this, but it looks like you're walking into a museum or something.
Really?
It's crazy. So people are working on that, designing that. That's part of the 8 months. Or
yes.
Six, eight months. So early, so that'll be something where you don't need them in the beginning. You need it after you have your script written.
Absolutely.
Right? And then so if somebody's listening who's like, I always wanted to do, or I used to do design, or I used to do, you know, whatever.
And again, it's not the 8 months, again, it's not the 8 months or the 6 months.
Yeah.
Your part can just be for a month.
Anytime. Okay? Yeah.
Yes.
See, the overall thing takes 8 months, okay? But from conception to to final production.
It's probably amazing, but, that day. Yeah. The day you guys do your show, what is it, January 18th and 19th?
Yes.
You probably have like the craziest rush of dopamine in your body. Because it's
butterflies.
Like, right? And then at the end of it, you feel like you're ready to pass out because you're so happy and tired at the same time.
And actually, at the end of it, we would want to do one more.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You don't want it to end. Exactly.
They always feel a huge void after the show's over. That 5 minutes of standing ovation that
now
you get
what?
From the audience.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh,
400 people standing there or like clapping their hands.
Oh, it's
or
the
like
greatest
that,
feeling.
That few minutes. That's,
and then you feel like you're not appreciated.
You, like,
afterwards, you're like, no one even cares anymore. I have nothing to do.
Some kind of a withdrawal syndrome.
Yeah. So you actually spend 8 months getting this thing together, and you only do it two times?
2 days,
4 shows. So what we have done is over time, we've grown that as well. So we started with 1 show, and now the last time we did 6 shows in 2 languages, and we traveled. Last time was the first time we ever, again, with this schedule, with regular workers and taking all the sets in a truck, or in 2 trucks, really, and traveling all the way to Sacramento.
It's a lot of work, though, man.
I know. And the benefit of that is 2 years after that happened, I just happened to pass by in Sacramento. Somebody came up to me, oh, you're Swarom, you came to that show, you did that show,
that's
right?
Awesome.
That's, you that is
so
where,
yeah.
And that's why we do this.
I just got chills for you in that feeling. I love the merch too, by the way. I don't know which, is this the current one or is this from
this
last
was
year?
One before the last, this was the last one.
Yeah, and you guys have great, even all the designs I see at least of the,
again,
of the
another creative like
what I
person
mean.
That only interested in t-shirt design works on this.
The
and
colors
the
scheme, the 2-year-old one is like really like
it?
I can't
yeah
both
yeah.
Yeah.
It's
like
very
simple. I like this. I like this better than
it's sleek and like I like the font you're using there too. I'm way off course, but I just it's worth noting that the merch is great.
Yeah,
because it's part of the thing.
Yes,
well.
It is. Yes.
So, but I wanted to talk for a few moments about this year's particular play. Let's give me a little outline. What is it about? What it's coming up. It's before you know it. It's here.
Yes.
You guys are already in holiday season. What's gonna happen in this year?
So we are trying a fantasy show this time.
Okay.
So it's a fantasy thriller, right? It takes you through fantasy time travels and get into trying like a non-chronological narration. So we're trying a lot of Bollywoodish or more Hollywoodish things on stage. So first time ever, you'll see a lot of new effects that never seen before. We try, and that's something that we bring in as like a wow factor. So we have this ongoing bank of wow factors that we try to put on stage. And
so every year you get people excited about the next, right?
Yeah.
No, just to get you more excited. So in the last show, there was a scene in which the lead character is turning to a bear, okay, out of a curse or something. And I was like, wow, he really turned to a bear without a CG. I mean, I can't explain how exciting it was. He just goes behind a bridge that they had built on stage. And he just comes out as a bear. Like,
this is crazy in itself.
First his hands and then
a bridge
his
burned on stage, by the way. You just said that in passing.
Yeah.
And that's insane.
It is when
production.
You think about it. Yeah. And one of our past shows, we had actually broken and built or built and broke a house on stage.
Yeah.
It was happening in a song. So we had a song that goes through the like through the emotions of building the house, and then we just like at the end of it a ghost character or a ghost comes in and destroys
yeah those. Because like, you know, we have this whole I mean, it's kind of funny, right? So a lot of these Bollywood movies and especially Tamil movies, like where the hero becomes rich in the course of one single song.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So what we did was we built a house in the course of a song. Right?
Yeah, which is
okay.
Crazy.
Okay,
itself.
And I mean, on stage, live, as the audience are watching, it's kind of a puzzle, okay? Like, you know, first the door comes in, then the basement comes in and everything. And then all of a sudden, like 2-3 minutes, we have a house that's built on stage right in front of them. And okay, now they see the house that's being built. In the next 3rd minute, we just break it.
They were probably like, why would you do that? I don't want to stop. We're so short. Believe it or not, we've been on for, we only have a minute and a half or two left. Oh, wow. I looked at the screen and forgot for a while to check. And that's why I'm like, I don't want to miss anything. But let's just say that the event itself, the actual production is two shows in 2 days. So four shows over 2 days, right?
Yes.
January 18th and 19th. Mm-hmm. Swaram.org, yes. SWARAM.org. Mm-hmm. You can find that same, just search it on social media and all, right? Mm-hmm. Anything else that we're missing that we need to say?
So I just want to add one thing. So
please.
I mentioned about the focus shows, right?
Yeah.
And I know people become very sore practicing for 30 hours and spending so much time. And we have our partner, the non-government NGO partners, they come and share some stories of impact. Mm-hmm. And that really brightens it up, because they do share some stories in which the kid that we sponsored went on to get higher education, and how they actually abolished child labor in one particular mm-hmm. village, mm-hmm. and they sent all the kids to school. Mm-hmm. So stories like that really give us more energy. Just that I'm just adding this to say that it's not just all fun. When you realize that we are having fun for a cause, it becomes something special.
It's good that you do set that reminder, because we're laughing and having fun, but there is the main reason for everything. And
so that's what we ask from the viewers, if you're listeners here, right? So we want volunteers. So come join us, right? Do whatever.
That's what I like want to stress. Yes, get involved.
Come join, involved. And if you are a business and you want to reach out to our crowd, which is either a volunteer or an audience, you're welcome to. We have multiple sponsorship programs that can help you provide or broadcast your name. But almost we want volunteers. Come join us, join the fun.
Enjoy. Yeah, be involved in some way. And so, if not, go watch it.
That's said, our join motto. The fun. Okay? Yeah,
right.
You wouldn't know how much fun you're gonna have.
Okay? I can believe it. Looking at you guys. So,
yeah. And our motto is be a part, discover yourself. Yeah.
Okay, so this is, well, a lot to take in, but I will tell you, if you don't want to be involved in the production, go to the production.
Yes.
Then you're involved in some way.
Yes.
Any last thoughts, Larry, because I'm way over.
No, I mean, we always like to ask at the end of the show, if there's something you can leave the listeners with, what would that be?
So just reach out to us through Facebook or swaram.org. It's our website. If you have any talents that you want to present, or if you just want to be a part of the production, or if you just want to volunteer in any aspect, reach out to us. And also, one of the main sources of our funds is sponsorship. So if you think that Swaram is a great reach.
Yeah.
Because our
I have to rush you. I'm a minute and a half over. So we're gonna. I'm doing it only because.
Sure. So
Facebook.
Find us on Facebook, swaram.org.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much.
Be a part. Discover yourself.
You guys are the best. Yeah. I'm sorry. I hate rushing you to end, but I have to. Because it's going to get edited anyway. So
I know.
So, all right. Anyways, thank you guys.
Thank you very much.
Such a pleasure to have you.
Awesome. Yeah. Amazing.